Yeah, but
you played Gary Vee in Bubble.
No, that's just like the funniest shit ever. Yeah.
No, so yeah. I mean, we might as well break down your interactions.
So this is the funniest shit. So,
all right, High Rise Podcast, always pushing. Welcome back.
Very early stages, the cops came to my house and accused me of selling drugs.
What NFTs are doing is creating these communities. It's like, you guys aren't going to understand this voyage we're on. Meanwhile, they don't realize that the market that's in the store is very different from the market that's on the street.
The exact same feeling I got from them is the feeling I got from the weed men. And that's why I went into cannabis full time. But it's like the sum of the parts.
We rolling.
All right, we're back. Welcome back, everyone, to the High Rise Podcast. Sorry for our absence. It's been a while.
We've had a crazy month, and we're going to recap it for y'all.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, these fucking time goes by so fast. Like, yeah. It's already like, we haven't done one of these in, what, over a month?
Yeah. It's been nuts. So, yeah, we had 420, then we had Hall of Flowers, and a few days later, we had the Green Street Fest. So, we're going to run through our month with y'all. Shit has been crazy. We want to share everything we've been through. Yeah. Let's start with 420. It was so long ago. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to remember what happened. That's a
month ago, too. It's fucking insane. But yeah, 420. So last year, we just kind of decided to do something random, and we did a chili cook-off, like, tournament thing, and it's actually fucking epic. That was like one of my favorite events, and yeah, this year, we went back and did, like, a more traditional 420-style party, I guess you could say. We did at the Green Street building. And we took over the whole seventh floor, brought in some dope brands. All the homies were there. We had a fucking really good turnout. Like 600 people almost showed up. It was fucking lit.
I'm trying to think. It's hard to think back to 420. 420 was seventh floor.
Yeah, it's already well ago.
But it was we had a regular sesh. It was cool.
We had some dope DJs come through and perform. We had like the Coco dealers. He's like custom coconut. Dudes came and fucking served up coconuts for everyone.
Oh, that was sick.
We had After's Ice Cream with the fire. Adam Hill was out there doing the Connect Four Championships, sponsored by MJ Arsenal. Homies had a bunch of dope glass giveaways. We had Hoppa there doing custom roll-ups all day.
Oh, yeah, that was Strain Chasers and Strain Chasers Princess. We're doing the roll-ups for 420. Dude, the Coco dealers were sick. You know, when you're like, it's hot. You have cotton mouth.
I was like kind of unsure. I was like just like, I don't know. It was like kind of like a random thing. And it just ended up being six fuck.
Well, yeah. The first
like,
coconut.
Like, coconuts, like this might be weird. But then it is like actually pretty dope.
The first coconut I got was like kind of sour or something.
Oh, yeah. You got the sour milk.
So I had to go back. But there's nothing like I drink coconut water all the time. There's nothing like more hydrating. I could drink like 32 ounces of water and I'll drink one coconut water and I feel more hydrated. So
yeah,
that was nice when we're like boxing this place and our throats are on fire and just got cotton mouth and you just pound a fresh cocoa.
Yeah, somehow we didn't set the fire alarm off. I have no idea how, but that was good. We lit up a bunch of crazy shit at 420 and fuck, it was like a long day. It was like 3 to 10 or something, 3 to 9. And yeah, super epic. Saw the homies and got to blaze up some reefer. And yeah, I don't know, epic 420. Right after that, what happened? My birthday, I went on a vacation. I went to Mexico. Yeah. And then as soon as we got back from that, it was off the Hall Flowers.
Yeah, Aaron was on one. He got home from Mexico at like midnight. And he texts me, I'm already in Palm Springs, like 2 hours away, 2.5 hours away from LA. And Aaron's like, what y'all doing? I'm like, we're about to go to sleep. He's like, yeah, all right, I'm pulling up. Fucking wild boy. Fucking wild man.
I was just like, on the momentum, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep this train moving, baby.
Traveling man.
Yeah, traveling man.
So that was like the first time Aaron's ever traveled in his life. As we talked about, as you guys have listened to the High Rise Podcast, you guys have heard how Aaron's never been anywhere.
Yeah.
And he did it.
I booked it like, I think we booked it like 3 days before or some shit. Like super last minute, booked like a week trip to Tulum and just like dipped and fucking vanished for a week off to the jungle.
So how was it?
It's pretty epic. I like, may or may not have done a few jungle raves, whipped around some ATVs in the fucking cenote, did a little rock climbing, a little rappelling, a little eating, a little feasting, a little chilling.
A little zip lining.
Yeah. No, no, I'm on the, like, one of the best parts about it was I got over my fear of flying. Cause it's always just like mental shit. Just like, for some reason, the last like 7 years in my head, I'm just like, been so fucking scared of flying. But it's just like one of those weird like mental blocks where it's like, I'm not even like, it's like, it's all in my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's, well, it's like when you're a kid, I don't know, when I was a kid, I didn't give a shit about anything, you know, like, let me get on the roller coaster. And now I'm like 38 and I see the fucking 17-year-old working at Knott's Berry Farm. And I'm like, check my
you're
shit.
You're just like more logical now, more experienced, smarter, wiser, just like.
More to lose.
That too, yeah. That
I mean, I guess you have a lot to lose when you're a kid, but you don't have context to understand that. But now it's like, fuck, we got people depending on us. Yeah. Can't go fucking on a roller coaster.
And, yeah. But it was like the chillest shit. It was like a 4 or 5 hour flight. And I literally felt, the way there felt like literally 2 hours. And usually, like, I get off the plane, I feel like weird and shit, but it's like landed. I was like, perfect. I'm like, both ways. And like, on the way back home, it seemed like a little longer, but
it's a little longer. Same thing.
I got off the plane. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go drive 2 hours now to fuck Palm Springs. Like, so now I'm like hyped because I know that we could just like go wherever the fuck and I'm not gonna be worried about it.
Yeah, let's use these miles.
Yeah,
let's use
for these real. Let's start racking miles. Up some miles and fucking start jet setting. So yeah, fucking world of the story. I'm international, worldwide, Mr. Worldwide.
Passport stamps.
Yeah. So yeah, fucking, so yeah, got back and then it was like literally straight to Hall Flowers. We were going to do another after party like last year, but shit's a lot of work, man. Fucking.
Aren't you back glad to back you canceled
to back
that
to back
shit?
To back event. Oh my God. I don't know how we would have pulled that one off. Especially that one too, because Mr. Lion be taxing. Dr. Lion's ain't cheap. So that shit's fucking, that's like by far the most expensive event we've thrown, like still to this day, like by like. Four times or some shit. So a lot of work goes in that shit and a lot going on. So we're like, all right, we're going to skip this year and just go fuck around other people's parties and go drink other people's beer and eat other people's food and smoke other people's weed. So that was nice to not have to like have any responsibilities or whatever. But yeah, Hall Flowers, Palm Springs. It's the second Palm Springs one. Second one. It was cool. It was pretty chill. It was like, I don't know. Honestly, the Santa Rosa one's just like way doper. Just like the vibe and the fucking atmosphere and like
the venue
and just all around Santa Rosa's like shit's on the Palm Springs one, but it's always good to just go and see all the homies and link up with people and just chop it up and see what the fuck going on with everybody's shit.
So the first night we pulled up and Josh got out there early and he talked to the Row House, the dispensary out there, and they have
a
lounge.
You guys did a sesh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bunch, there's like 5 or 6 dispensaries in Palm Springs that have lounges attached to them that you're allowed to go into and smoke, which is really cool because we don't have those here in LA. And he got connected with Row House, put out a couple text messages. I think Lyra texted a couple people, Josh texted a couple people, and we had like 40 people pull up to this little lounge, and it was awesome, man. Just session, everybody's just boxing the place, homies just pulling out their Pelican cases and the rigs, and Jace had a new terp slipper, so we were dialing it in. They're trying to figure out what the right tempo is, just getting super baked. And then I think the Warriors lost. They had big screens, so Jackson was watching the Warriors with ears. They were all into it, and Warriors lost. And it was cool, like, awesome. I don't know. These sessions, we've been having these sessions lately with, like, 25 people with our homie Barney. And just it's literally, like, just some tight homies, and we're kind of mixing it up a little bit, people in the industry, and everybody just brings their heady glass, and we're just seshing, and there's no agenda. Something we've done, like, 3 times in the last month, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, we'll be definitely doing, like, a lot more of those, just because they're so fucking easy to do, and everybody loves them, and it's just a chill, get together, chill, smoke, whatever. That's not, like you said, no agenda, whatever. We don't have to, like, do all this shit, like... It's more of like a, I don't know, just like a chill, fun thing. So.
It's like a potluck too, because it's
everybody
like
brings their own shit. Yeah. Like brings fucking snacks or water or food, white weed or whatever the fuck they contribute. So it's cool. Everybody like brings all their shit together. And like
everybody's just taking crazy dabs, and then everybody ninja dabs each other. If you guys don't know what that is, that's when one person goes to take a dab, and then like 3 or 4 other people will just put dabs on the nail while they're dabbing and just like ninja them. So. People are just doing that to each other all night. Everybody's like cheering each other on. It's like pretty fun, man. You were up in your room because you were sick, but you're probably just hearing people like cheering and stuff.
Actually, dude, it was crazy. I was like, is there even anybody down there? I didn't hear shit. Like, I was like watching the story and shit. I'm like, how many people are down there? Because I was like, it should be like louder. Like, I literally like, I don't know, it's crazy. Like, barely even heard anything.
Yeah, that everybody
just like reading a book down here or some shit. Yeah, then it's all clean when I come down. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, sick. Like, this never happens. We did that here a couple nights ago, and then we did it the night before Green Street Fest, but then we had a sesh before Hall of Flowers. So
yeah,
that was awesome. Bunch of people at the sesh like didn't have passes to get into Hall of Flowers, but we saw them inside, so that was cool. It's 103 degrees.
It was
in
a hot
Palm
one.
Springs.
It was a hot one.
It was fucking hot. But you know, we're all yeah, I'm taking the bong rips outside, and it was just like the water was like evaporating through the tube of the bong. So when you would like rip it, it was just like hot water inside.
I don't even think I smoked the second day. Like,
you were
at all.
Dead.
I was like so out of it.
That was one of the most deads I've seen you in public.
That was like the most hungover I've ever. It was weird. I was like so hung. Like I haven't been that hungover in like a long time. Like usually, like I have to like party like all night or something to be hungover like that. And I was like just fucked. I was like, didn't give a shit. So all these people are coming up saying what's up, and I'm just like, what's up, man? Like lay on the couch at Jackson, my sunglasses on, just like, leave me alone.
I wish I could do that. I gotta like run around and put a camera in people's face and shit. Where are we? What are we doing?
Dude. But yeah, this one wasn't as hectic as the last one. We had like 3 or 4 brands we did some edits for. I think the last one we had like 12 or 11 or some shit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's pretty gnarly. But yeah, shout out fucking All Flowers. Cool. Maybe I think they have 3 more this year. I don't know if I can do 3 more. I don't know about that. Maybe I'll go to like, maybe we'll do Santa Rosa or the Vegas one or some shit. But
we're
doing, I think they're doing where is it? Canada. They're doing Canada.
What?
They're doing Canada, San Francisco. I'm sorry, Santa Rosa, Canada, and I don't know, in Vegas.
Vegas.
But that, but the Vegas one is just part of MJ BizCon, I think. So it's just like a little fucking little subset.
Are they going to get bought by the same people who buy MJ BizCon?
Yeah, so I think there's like 2 or 3 main people that buy up all the people. 2 people that buy up all the people. 2 like trade show company corporation people that buy up most of them or something like that. So it's like, yeah, you buy that for fucking however much, 150 or 120 or whatever it was. And then if you follow that up and you buy fucking Hall Flowers, it's
MJ
like,
was one. What?
There you go, you fucking Monopoly.
We need a young
Monopoly
Jamie.
Man.
How much did MJ BizCon sell for? Didn't we talk about that?
126.
On like what's going on or something?
120 or something. 54, 126, 147. Some shit. a lot of bread.
I can't do this left-handed with a blunt in my hand.
But yeah, if they fucking get that one too, then they pretty much got all the biggest weed events real quick in like a year. But then selling that fucking shit lasts until like somebody else just makes a dope one and takes you out because you're like on some corporate shit. I mean, obviously there's always going to be a place for it and they'll probably kill it and whatever the fuck, but like, in terms of like the culture and the dope side of it, it's like all the cool factor is going to fucking instantly be drained out of both of the. I mean, MJ Biz kind of really have a cool factor, but Hall Fires is like, that's why it came successful so fast, because it's like such a good balance of the fucking corporate and the fucking culture, and it like played in the middle or whatever. But
how big can something really get before it's like watered down and blown out?
Yeah.
Because it's always the same shit. It's like Coachella's going to start dope, or everything's going to start small and dope. And then once you get to a point, it's the same thing, even like scaling. Talking to Barney about this trying to keep this a 25 person session. Everybody wants to get in, and then scaling it and telling people no. And then how do you scale it to 50 and then 70? You know, it's like kind of the same thing we've done organically with our events. We threw our first 2 events were like 150, 200 people. Then we threw a bunch of events with like 50 people. And then, you know, Green or 420 was like 6, probably one of our bigger events.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you got to like keep it small and like slowly grow it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Congratulations to Hall of Flowers. Like, you guys created something. You had the vision. You made the dopest fucking trade show in cannabis currently and, you know, for the past couple years and for however long in the future. If it gets bought, if it gets watered down, that's just natural evolution.
Right.
And all those dudes are going to get the bag. The dudes who started it are going to get the bag. Congratulations. That's what it, you know.
Yeah.
Created something in the culture, got the bag, flipped it. It's not in your control of what the fucking next people do with it. It's World Industries.
Yeah, and exactly. Same shit.
You know, DVS. Every single fucking corporate brand, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how all that pans out. But, yeah, I don't know. Craziness. So, yeah, well, that Hall Flowers, what do we do after that? And then the next week after that.
Straight to Green Street Fest. I mean, like, Hall of Flowers, come straight home. The boys edit the vlog in, like, a fucking day. Wrap up all the edits. Try to shoot as much stuff as we can. Client work, product shots, lifestyle shoots. Roll right into Green Street Fest. On top of the boys having to edit, like, a dozen background screen videos for Green Street Fest.
We did a bunch of last-minute shit.
For the big screen behind Gary and Gary V and Adam 22 and, you know, all that stuff for their speeches. We had to edit the screens like the day before. It was like hectic.
No, it's so funny how it's like more so with the merch, but it's like fucking my goddamn record is like impeccable. Like, but it's like that. What I'm trying to say is like, it's like down to the wire, like for like merch festival, whatever the fuck. Like we were doing dad hats, pouches, the staff shirts, and the regular shirts. So it's like a couple thousand, there's like 1,500, 2,000 things like total across like four different things, and like getting it delivered. And then the same thing. It's like 3 days before we need to do like 10 videos. And it's like, we're literally getting them the videos the day before, getting the notes back like the day of, making the changes, sending it in, like the shirts, the pouches, all the shit's like pulling up like 2 hours before the event. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know how the fuck we do it, but always like in the nick of time.
Oh my God.
So hectic. But yeah, the festival was dope. It was two, well, technically it was like one night and one day, I guess. Yeah. But first night was sick. It was like a Gary V mixer meet and greet, fucking whatever you want to call it. Harry Mack performed, who I didn't even know who this fool was.
You never heard of him at all?
Well, until Green Street announced him as part of the festival. Then I like looked into him, or Jackson was talking about him.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I like never like knew who this fool was at all. And like, that motherfucker is like next fucking level, impressive, talented, smart. Like I give all the fucking goddamn credit to that dude. Like,
dude,
and he just seems like a cool ass dude on top of that. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't use this.
I went down a rabbit hole after that. I watched like hella fucking, I'm like, he doesn't fucking miss. Like, it's like absurd.
It's fucking incredible. Yeah. Like that's the word. Like I don't use the word incredible. Yeah. Donald Trump using the word incredible all day. Like, yeah. I never use that word. That shit is incredible. Anybody wants to fucking hate, I don't know how you can possibly hate on that dude. It's amazing. You're for someone's brain to think that fast. It's not, you know, obviously he probably has some like bars loaded in the chamber that he can kind of
I noticed he had like, well, it's like, obviously he's fucking spitting 9,000 fucking things, but like I noticed there's like a couple things that he said like multiple times or whatever, but it's like also he fucking murdered it for night, like on every level. Like
it's insane.
He's amazing.
Yeah. It's say anything. It's yeah. So crazy. So the homie Mike Glazer, he's like a comedian. He got to bring up Gary and Harry V and Gary Mack. And they did like a little keynote for, you know, a little Q&A for like 15 minutes or something like that. And then Gary asked, you know, everybody in the audience for some words, and Harry Mack.
You could tell Gary too was just like, holy shit. His eyes were just like lit up watching him. Like, oh my God, this was killing it. Like,
it's insane. Yeah. And it's his flow is just fucking crazy. So he went in for like three different songs or something like that, maybe. And then all day they had like this, air bubble hockey machine. So it's like foosball but hockey, and then it has like a dome on top of it, and has a jumbotron. It's like this vintage $5,000 machine, and they had a tournament all day, and whoever won plays Gary, and whoever wins gets to take this machine home. So our boy Adam Ill, the fucking game king.
See, I'm an idiot. I didn't even know that was the final match. I thought that was the first match.
Yeah, that, so Gary played whoever won.
Yeah, like I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I was just like so like just standing there just like do-do-do. Like, I don't even know what the fuck's happening or going on. You know what I mean? Like,
well, Adam's just, they're going at it.
Yeah.
So Gary beats Adam 9-1. I'm right there with the camera, like in Gary's face the entire
time. Dude, you were fucking like, I was surprised he didn't like say some shit to you or like hype you up with you. Cause you're like, you just like kept like, you're like fuck yeah, you're like, putting the camera. So she goes, fuck it, go. And he's like getting all fired up and he's like yelling and shit. And I was like, he fucking knows. He sees you.
Whatever.
He knows who the real D-Rock is.
The OG D-Rock. So yeah, D-Rock, the part two, puts the phone in Gary's face after Gary scores, and I just like, I'm right next to Gary. So I just like,
borderline. Y'all up on Twitter with like 57,000 likes or some shit?
Borderline put my arm around Gary, and I'm like, he ain't fucking playing. And then he posted it on his shit, so that's pretty funny.
And then I played him.
And so Adam beats the shit out of Adam. Sorry, Adam. You beat the shit out of everybody on Connect Four. But Gary murders Adam like 9-1, and then he's fired up. So he's like, who wants? He just wants more.
Yeah.
So Adam steps away, and Aaron's standing right there. I look at Aaron from across the dome thing.
I was like, definitely not even trying to play.
Aaron like, looks at me like, and I look at him like, you better do this right now, dude. Like, you have you have to play this, dude. And then Aaron's like, fucking everybody's like, yeah, let's go. Because all the homies are right there. And Aaron's playing fucking Gary V at bubble hockey. And it's all of our homies around. And all of our homies couldn't have been more hyped, dude.
Like, yeah.
It was so sick how everybody was just so happy to be storying
so
you playing Gary.
No pressure.
No pressure.
It's like, no, I have no idea how to play this fucking stupid game. It's like the hardest goddamn thing to play ever. Like, just like, I literally, like, I don't even know how to fucking work the sticks and shit. But I'll give my my fucking defense was fire. My offense, however, was non-existent.
It's hard.
Like,
it's hard.
But it's so hard. Like, and Gary's like good. Like, he's like actually fucking like good.
Well, you like grew up playing that shit, and he's a huge hockey dude. Like, me, you're not fucking hockey. You don't know what we're doing.
I remember maybe playing that when I was like fucking 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Like at like holiday, or I don't even know. Like, when would I have ever played that? Like at an arcade or some shit.
Yeah,
when I'm like fucking like, 9 or something.
Yeah, Camelot
like,
or something.
Yeah, like
so.
Damn it, Gary.
Aaron comes out here. I know this fool. Okay, so Aaron is like the least, maybe outside of like Monopoly or some board games or some shit. Aaron's like just the like the what, like video, like not the video game. Yeah. He's like, how do you do this? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it was one of those things. Just like, you have to do this, and you don't even think that you don't know what you're doing until you stand in front of this machine.
Yeah.
So Aaron Grimley stands in front of this machine, looks at it, he's like, what the fuck do I do? And now
there's all these people cheering, like the one dude I've like been trying to meet for like however the fuck long, and I'm like, nah, I'm just playing him. I saw whatever the fuck I'm playing him. Like, here we go.
So funny. I have to like reach over. I'm like, that's your goalie.
Yeah.
Like, pointing at the thing, which Aaron's goalie, you
I had some good
it,
saves.
Bro.
Yeah,
you
I had some good saves.
It. You had like 12 saves.
Yeah.
Where like Gary hit the puck and you blocked
it. And it was like at the end, like, because he scored like two or some shit, then I scored one or something, and then he scored like five in a row. Like back to back to back to back. Like at the very end, he just got like five in.
I don't even think
it
was
that. But throughout the most of it, I was probably playing pretty good D.
You did it better than Adam. It was like 1-5 or 1-4 or something like that.
Yeah.
But you played Gary V and Bubba.
No, that's just like the funniest shit ever. Yeah.
No, so, I mean, we might as well break down your interactions with
Gary. So,
this
is the funniest shit. So, people that have watched the podcast probably know we fuck with Gary V.
If you guys are Doobie Talk baby back whales that watch this, all of our baby back whales out there, you guys know Alex, fucking Rob, all the OGs. Like, you guys know that we've been talking about Gary since 2017.
For a fucking long ass time. And yet to meet this dude. And it's funny. So, I've now had 3 interactions with him. First interaction, what was it? Hall Flowers, like 3 years ago. Me and Derek are just like walking through the trade show, just like minding our own business. And fucking Gary V walks by right in front of us with his like camera dude. It's funny because I'm in his vlog. It's like his camera dude and his assistant or some shit, whatever. Like walks by and like me and Derek just like literally almost T-bone him. And it's like just super random. And I like instinctually just like turn to my left and just slap Gary V on the back. Just like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I like literally just turn, like he just like walks right in front of me. I just like turn my shoulder and just like slap him on the shoulder, some shit. And then he just like instantly turns around. And then I'm like, oh, like, what am I doing? And then like, he just smiles and goes, nice to see you, man. Or like, good to see you, bro. Or like, what's up, bro? Or like some cool ass Gary V shit.
Just plays
and just
it
like
off.
Plays it off perfectly, like shakes my hand. And I'm just like awkwardly shake his hand. I'm like, whatever, keep it moving. Fast forward 3 years later, Gary V comes in our office at Green Street. We're like, literally, it's me, Frank Castillo, hilarious comedian, John Capetta, homie from High Times, and we're all chilling, smoking a fat joint, and I'm like literally in the corner working. And like, mind you, the whole day, I'm literally just trying to grind in the corner, and people are just coming in all fucking day because it's the event or whatever. So I'm just like struggling to get shit done, whatever. I'm like in the corner trying to work, whatever, chilling. All the windows are up except for the one right next to me. But all the other ones are up. We have the fucking cover on the fire detector thing, whatever. Like smoking a joint, chilling, and then like see fucking Rama and Gary and Josh and like one other person like walking towards office. They would be like, what do you, fun Gary just walks in the office with Rama. And before like anything, Rama's just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, come on, bro. Like fucking put the joint out. Like, so it's like fucking getting all like butthurt on me smoking the joint. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I don't even want to be smoking this joint in the first place. Like, I'm literally trying to work in
like
the fucking goddamn corner. Exactly. And I'm going to yell at for smoking this joint when all the windows. And I'm just like, so I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, not trying to like blow it in front of Gary. So I get up, like turn around. I'm like trying to open the window to fucking like get
hardest
the smoke
windows,
out of the fucking
windows to open.
Room. So I like turn around, I'm like fucking with the window. I like halfway turn back around and Gary V's right behind me. And Rama goes, oh, you know, Gary. Or he's like, oh, you guys have met or some shit. Just like the worst layup ever. And I'm like, hey, like, good to see you. Or some, I think I said, good to see you. And just like shook his hand. And then like, he turned around. And then like, I turned around to finish doing the window thing. Get the window up, sit down. It's like, all right, later. And they just like walk out. And then I'm like, all right, that went well. Like that went fucking perfect. You know what I mean? So now like, I've slapped this dude on the back, got yelled at in front of him for smoking and played him fucking bubble hockey. And mind you all, I commented on this fool's YouTube channel 6 or 7 years ago, straight up saying, I'm going to run all your weed marketing in the future. literally fucking commented that shit on one of his videos, and now we're doing, he owns half of Green Street. We're literally doing all the Green Street marketing content, fucking a lot of their shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, this fool has no idea. And it's like, I have no, it's just the funniest shit ever. So like, now I just give up. Like, I don't care. Like, it's, eventually we'll fucking, we'll talk to Gary Vee. We'll meet him.
It's going to be on some deeper shit. It's just like funny. I'm
just
like,
dude, it's just like the most classic shit. Like, it's like, it's so funny. It's perfectly high rise though, you know?
Yeah. It's not going to be on some selfie shit. It's going to be on some like, not rush meeting. We're going to, whatever. Because same thing when Rama introduced me to him at the last hall at Santa Rosa.
You got to kick, you got to talk to him for like a minute or
for like maybe 60 seconds. Yeah. He's like, yo, I see Rama talking to him and he calls me over, introduces me to him. And Gary's like, yo, we're going to go get some food. Let's walk. So I start walking with him. He's like, so how's, what's that? Whatever. How's the show going for you? I'm like, it's good. We're shooting a bunch of the brands here, whatever. And then I get interrupted by a nameless dude. I probably should name him, but a nameless dude who purposely interrupts to get and attention to him on his production company.
Yeah.
But I got that. And, you know, looking back on it, I'm an idiot because I should have said, oh yeah, we've done work with you. We we shot the skating stuff in your K-Swiss drop, shoe drop, whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah. Same thing.
Right.
You, I'm whatever. That might be a good line when we talk to him to just, you know, we've done work with you before and you've seen our work on your platforms and your commercials. So, you know, I was like, but I don't know, I'm just like put on the spot and then get interrupted.
No, yeah, exactly.
But it's all going to happen. It's just like,
it's just funny.
Not worried. Yeah, we're not worried. We're not going to wait in line and take a selfie and not going to put whatever, but
yeah, we're not going to kook it.
It's already happening. Already on the Twitter yelling with the dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's so epic. Had like fucking shitload of likes on it.
So funny.
Yeah.
So that was the first night at Green Street Fest. What happened after?
So yeah, fucking that was dope. Then the next day was like the full day kind of thing. They activated up the building in downtown. They activated a couple of the like businesses and parking lots and stuff nearby, food trucks. And then the whole building was just like different brands and activations and vendors and whatever. And like a block away, they had a super dope venue called the Majestic. And that's where they had like some of the panels and music performances and Adam 22 from No Jumper and Gary did like a interview, which was pretty dope. I just like Adam 22 is just like the fuck, just doesn't give a fuck. Like, it's just so funny. He's just like, I'm just waiting till they legalize cocaine. He's just like saying all this like ratchet ass shit. Cause like that fool don't give a fuck. You see that fool just like walk in, like sit down, probably just like first try, just all that, just like so natural. Like,
well, it was interesting watching their dynamic. Cause I noticed while I was like in the crowd, like shooting. So Gary is a speaker. So he's engaging with the crowd the entire time, you know, and he's like looking at the crowd. And Adam 22 is a podcaster,
right?
So Adam 22 is sitting facing Gary and just beaming into this dude's fucking face. And they have rapport, like those dudes have been on each other's podcast for years, you know, like years ago. Like Adam 22 probably met his podcast like two, you know, New Jumper like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And but the way that Adam was just sitting there, like hunched over, like with a mic in his hand like this, just leaning, like just beaming into it. It was just the focus and the it was like podcasting versus Gary, who's a natural speaking to the crowd, you know?
Right.
And it was, I don't know, it was cool. I couldn't really hear, and I was moving around trying to get a bunch of different shots of the crowd and photos and switching back and forth and running around. So I was only catching stuff here and there, but I was definitely getting, I was like really impressed with, like not really paying attention to their message, because it's like, what do these dudes know about the actual cannabis industry?
Right.
But just like Adam's focus with Gary for that like 30 or 40
minutes. Yeah, just the way he just
locked the fuck in. Yeah. Because we do podcasts and we're getting like high as fuck and talking to one of our guests, or we're just talking and I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like going in and out of focus because I'm all high and it's 9 at night and we've been working all day, where that fool was like
professional in, just like, you know? Yeah,
like it was like cool to see. Yeah. And then some of the stuff, do you remember any of this? Could you even hear any of the stuff they were saying?
They were talking about just like, just accounts getting deleted and like the brands emerging and how do you fucking work around the regulations and just like a lot of like marketing kind of like stuff or whatever. I don't know. I need to like had a few drinks at that point. No, I don't know.
It was hard to hear because you're on the balcony too.
So like, yeah, I feel like I heard most of that, but I was having a really hard time hearing at the Harry Mack thing. I literally couldn't hear it all. So we went down to the back and then it was like way better. I could actually hear shit, but
I heard them say one thing. I think Gary said one thing about, he's like, yeah, do you think the, he's like, do you think the people in the food industry, like the people who sell the food, do you think that's the food they're actually eating? The shit they sell to us? Fuck no.
Yeah.
You know, like the stuff on the shelves, like, yeah. Is the stuff on the shelves what like the people in this room are smoking?
Like, and yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah. Cause he's saying too, like one thing that I agree with, that's like everybody thinks, and like, who knows how this is going to play out, but everybody thinks fucking it's going to be five companies that fucking whatever, Marlboro and Juul, whoever, these like $1 billion, whatever conglomerates are going to come in and buy everyone up and condense everything and whatever. And it's like, yeah, like they probably will do a lot of that, but there's always going to be room for fucking dope shit. It doesn't matter. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's like, for all these like small batch like growers and small like companies and whatever, it's like, do better, fucking make doper shit, fucking get better flat. Like, I don't know, like as long as you have something dope and it's like a actual brand and you're like, there's always going to be room for that and there's always going to be a place for you. I feel like, I mean, who knows, it could be completely wrong and maybe no, but I feel like, and so Gary's whole point, he's just like, look at it now, he's like, all this small independent fucking dope shit is taking up and eating from all the corporations right now. And they're all getting eaten up because now you can make $100,000 work like $10 million with Facebook ads. And you can spend $5 on an ad and make $52,000 back. Mm-hmm. And like, you couldn't do that back in the day. And now everybody could do it. So now there's so much competition and like so much resources and it's like, and so much talent and so much competition. So it's like, there's always going to be dope shit eating away. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. That's like,
it's a cycle. It's
and that's how, that's why I was never, industry. I'm never worried about our shit is because we have something that's like very unique and it's like hard, would be very hard for someone to replicate or buy or whatever. You know what I mean? So I feel like, cool. Yeah. Get bought up, whatever, everywhere. But like, we'll always be able to do our own unique thing. I feel
take
like,
it
you know
to
what I
the
mean?
Next thing and everything we've learned from, you know, our path and our journey, we'll be able to take it or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
we're definitely not millionaires, but I remember hearing when I was younger that like, somebody who becomes a millionaire, they go bankrupt, they most of the time become a millionaire again because it's like you
it's the know mindset, the path. Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's also just like if you take each step, you like know how to do it again.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking journey. Anything else you heard that they said that was interesting?
I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, how did we get there?
That was the most interesting thing, honestly, because like, I've been thinking more about that just as... Lately, you're noticing a trend in like a pattern or whatever of just like, it seems like everybody's trying to partner up now. Everybody's trying to make a partnership or make moves or like, or now more than I guess like in the past or whatever, but just because that's how everything's kind of like shifting towards, you know? So a lot of people are like super worried and whatever. And, but it's like, I don't know. Same thing as fucking beer. It's like all the craft fucking brew and like
the
fucking
shit.
Dope shit. It's like same skate shit. It's all like, I don't know, it's like if you have something cool and dope, like you'll be fine, you know?
Yeah. And it's like you don't have to be the biggest fucking thing.
And that
like,
part
the goal
that's
is
the
to
main
just
part,
like
yeah.
Do what you can do and then you and your homies can eat, you know?
Make some dope shit, go open 20 accounts and make fucking $71,000 a year and
you're
fucking
chilling,
you know, whatever the fuck. I don't know. You know what I mean?
You like, know? Even in
better than working
like,
an office job and hating your life. Yeah. You know?
Like even like you got a camera, like at any given time, if all this shit falls apart, like me, Fish, and Jackson can just like go take our camera and get a couple clients and make like $5,000 a month and just like,
yeah,
work like 60% what we're doing here and like just live, you know?
Yeah.
But now we're just like trying to build this thing for whatever reason.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking been tough. So we launched the YouTube, like, dude, we already put out like 40 videos.
It's pretty crazy.
And we're literally getting like 400 views. Like, still, I'm just like, don't want to jump out this goddamn window. Like, somebody at YouTube, like, fucking throw me a bone. Like, help me out here. Like, Instagram, YouTube, fucking someone, man, just fucking help me out. Like, our content's good. Like, we put out so much good content, and no, it's just, yeah, like, never sees the fucking light of day. It's
that's
just
the
like,
thing. That's the thing about going when we went to Hall of Flowers and maybe, like, more so Hall of Flowers, I think. But everybody's like, dude, you guys are killing it. You guys are putting out so much shit. And I'm like, I mean, we fucking put out so much shit.
Too
but
much
so,
shit.
So much of this shit gets like fucking 200, 400 views because everything's so shadow banned or whatever. So I'm like, either you just being nice or you one of those 200 people that like, yeah, watch that shit. Because it's like, we feel like the quality that we put out is like decent.
The
volume is insane.
The volume and quality. It's like,
yeah,
most YouTube channels struggle to put 1 to 2 out a week. You know, we're putting 3 to 5, like, and like, we're gonna make money off any of these. We're just pumping them out, and yeah, they get 300 views, and it's like tough.
Yeah, I was like, think, that's like, what I was, whatever, exactly what I was thinking about. I was like carrying fucking new 6 tripods and all this gear,
it's just like
all
so, together, yeah,
for 45 minutes for this podcast. Yeah. It's gonna get like 300 views, but it's like, who fucking cares?
Yeah,
it's just like,
keep fucking trucking.
What else am I gonna fucking do? Yeah. Sit here watching bullshit on YouTube, or yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, might as well grind it out tonight. Like,
yeah, anyone that could help us with our YouTube, let us know, because we're not very good at it. Actually, we're good at it. We're like good at the content part, but like, we're lacking on the other end somehow, and I don't know what it is, and we don't know what, like, I don't know. It's something. We're missing something.
The homies, you know that were like Rob.
I don't fucking know though.
Like the homies from Michigan and from the Stash Podcast and Cannabis Lifestyle TV were over here, and same thing. Cannabis Lifestyle TV's got like 6 figures, and his shit got deleted, and his like same shit. Basically, everybody's who got deleted in 2018 was fucked when they relaunched it. Yeah. So everybody's kind of in the same boat. I think he was talking about like, was it Mr. Canuck? Like, because I think he's the big one of the big grower channels, and he's on his like 5th account, but he's like growing it faster. So I don't know. Also, it's like, our shit's so niche too. Like, especially this podcast, how many people actually give a fuck about really trying to get into the industry? That's like what we're doing. How many people are actually into the industry, into the community? So it's going to be definitely like a small niche of people, but it's like, we just want to give all the insight so people know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Definitely have more guests on soon too.
Yeah, we got some cool people that we want to get on soon, so that'll be dope.
We actually have a great lineup. It's just been crazy with the last 3 weeks with all these events, so hopefully we can get you guys some dope people. We've got a bunch of people who've been asking us to come on the podcast, a bunch of people have been kind of tried to schedule, but in the last couple weeks, but it just didn't work out. I'm trying to squeeze them in, but we're back. And what's it looking like the next couple of months?
Fuck. What month are we in? May?
Yeah.
So, let's see. We got a cool party coming up at the end of the month with Huff, which is super dope. Because that's like, low-key, Huff is one of the reasons I started Higher Eyes. Pretty crazy. Huff is like, I'm sure you guys know Huff, but it's like a rest legendary fucking pro skater, RIP. Epic clothing brand, like weed, streetwear, skate-inspired. And they always like have done super dope like marketing shit and
weed socks. They invented the weed sock.
Drop the fucking mic. Like, yeah. That's all. Like,
but it was cool because it's cool seeing somebody like really core and somebody who's like a brand that's really core and really comes from like that real raw skate culture. And Keith Huffnagel started Huff as a skate shop in San Francisco. It was a little sneakerhead store, and it's when they would do like the drops when nobody cared about Nike SB, when it was just like Japanese dudes before there was lines around the block. And he's been so deeply involved in like that streetwear culture, you know, like before it was like really hip hop, when it was just like really like nerdy kind of fashion.
Yeah.
Dudes like clean cut Scott Johnston, fucking, you know, these dudes, and then Japanese like X Large Supreme back in the day dudes. And he, you know, he really developed a lot of that shit and then started the brand as a clothing company and launched and then dropped the socks and like what? And when you see a brand of somebody like that get that success, it's like, you're so,
that just know, catapulted so awesome them to like next level, like so happy fucking shit. And it's and so sick. Like, yeah, dude. Yeah. When he, like, when we first started Higher Eyes, it was like, it was like right when they were starting to do like crazy agenda shit. I mean, they probably were doing it before, but they're doing like every year, just getting like doper and doper and doper. Like, and I remember going to one of their parties at the, this is one of the best nights of my life. Still,
I've heard this story like a few times.
This is like the fucking dopest shit. It's at the Palomino in Las Vegas.
This was like 6 months before I started like coming.
Yeah, I was probably 23 or 24 or some shit. I don't know. But it was like a Agenda Vegas, and they're doing the after party at the Palomino. Then Palomino's like an old school, or not old school, but it's like an older strip club, full nude, like off the strip, like, kind of, it's like a fucking kind of like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Fucking dope strip club. But it's not like your like fine establishment. It's like off the, it's like a little cutty or whatever, you know?
It's no Larry's.
Yes, it's no Mr. Flint. And fucking whatever. So we go to this thing and like, dude, it was just like magical. Like, it was just like insane. It's just like so lit. Like, if this would be like, if you fucking looked up lit in the dictionary, it'd be like this night. Like, just literally money. I was literally just sitting on this, like, it's like walkout catwalk stage thing with the fucking spin thing with like the pole to the second floor, whatever. These chicks are just like going for it, like just getting buck. And I'm just like sitting front row, like front fucking row. Like I'm right here.
Oh, this is the Huff party.
Yeah, I'm just like focusing. I'm with Sterling. No, I'm Sterling. And we're just like, no, it's high rise.
Use your mic.
Getting so excited right now.
I didn't want him to miss it.
That's amazing. Oh my God. Just start speaking into the camera and just like ditch the mic. I'm fired up right now. No, we that was a high rise skate trip. We like brought the whole team.
Oh,
on.
It was that one.
Yeah. And like, whatever. So this is like fucking 1 a.m. front row. Just like money is literally raining on me because there's people on the second floor just throwing money and it's literally just raining. And like, I'm literally just repicking. Like, it's like falling on my lap, falling over me. And I'm just like throwing money and I'm just like, it's just like, dude, the chick like steals my hat and she's like fucking doing all this shit and like whatever. Then the guy on the microphone, he's just like, stop smoking weed in here. And it's just like all smoky. And like you see the strippers like holding a bong and shit. And like I just remember thinking this is like crazy because I just remember literally having this thought of like, this is a crazy, like this has to be a crazy feeling to be the one throwing this party and being in this party and like you're the one throwing it. But this is like 8 years ago before like I've done like any parties or events or anything, you know, just like remember having that thought. And then it's like fast forward. It's like literally doing the same fucking shit, like throwing these like crazy, like people would be like, what the fuck? Throwing these like crazy stripper OnlyFans, high ride, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? And it's just funny because I just remember like having that thought or whatever. And then it's like fast forward 8 years. Now we're going to actually do a party with them. And so, yeah, it's crazy. I've just like been following their shit forever and like.
Full circle. Yeah,
full circle shit.
But it's like, who thinks that when they're in there? Like, yeah. I wonder how the person feels who's throwing and this party.
It's because I like met him. Like, because I also met him that night. I have a picture with him. And like, he was the chillest, fucking most mellow. Like, he like didn't even go fuck. He's just like literally just like chilling. Just like, dude, like not even partying, not even ready. Just like posted, just like chilling. Like so mellow. And it's just like the mayhem all around. Just like the craziest party ever. You know what I mean? And I was just like, it's gotta be crazy. Like you're the one just like throw this like dope ass party and go fuck. You're just like chill it, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Just like super dope, but I'll never forget that night. I sat there till like 5 a.m. Just like money just like raining down on me and just like all this is just like insane, dude. Epic.
Well,
soon. And then hold on. I go to get a cab out front. I'll give you $1 million if you can guess who I waited in the line with to get a cab.
Nick Diaz.
Sal Masakela.
Ooh.
Like the fucking nerdy ass fool from the story. X Games. And then like he's just at the Palomino at 4:30 a.m. trying to get a cab home. And he's just like supposed to be like fucking Sal Masakela. You know what I mean? It's just like so good. I was like, hell yeah.
$1 million.
I was like, I fuck you. That's dope. Like, I fuck
you. You've told me that story. I could have won $1 million.
Yeah, right. If you thought about it hard enough. How funny is that? Sal Masakela.
Sal Masakela, dude.
He's like a legendary like X Games like
announcer,
but he's always like super clean cut and like
didn't skate.
Yeah, and like not yeah, and whatever. And he's just like at the like ratchet strip club at 4 a.m. just like getting
going. He's like the MTV, like, oh yeah, Bob Burnquist with the 540. Big twist.
Yeah.
You watch that Tony Hawk documentary?
No, I need to watch it.
Dude, it's so funny how many people have anybody say anything
Some
to you.
Some Ramos tell me to watch it.
Every person, because I'm like the skater dude at High Rise, so like like 500 people have been like, have you watched it? And yeah. I was like crying and shit.
Remember I read his book, his like autobiography when I was like 13 or something.
Grounded or some shit?
Yeah, probably. Most likely.
Who else? What other books did you read when you were 13?
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yeah?
The Chosen One or some shit.
Any business books?
No.
Tony Robbins?
But you know what it's a funny thing I thought about recently was I used to literally be obsessed with fucking Roller Coaster Tycoon. Snow Resort Tycoon, all these like building a business. Yeah. I didn't even realize this until like whatever. And like how funny is that? Like I'd literally just sit there and just like try to fucking manage an amusement park. And I'm like making sure I have enough employees, like making sure the trash is taken out and like making sure the fucking we don't die with the insurance. It's like, dude, it's like so funny because it's like low-key the same exact shit. I'm just literally playing a video game now. It's just like cello boards with the fucking all the shit to do. And I'm just like, it's the same fucking thing. You know what I mean? It's like so funny. Like, but they had like all the different versions. You had like the snow resort one. I remember building a snow resort and I had to like do the things and whatever. And then it was like amusement park. And then it was like zoo or some shit. And then it was like, or even just the Sims.
Sims.
Sim City.
Yeah, exactly.
like just keeping a family alive. Like, remember that you had to like keep relationships and shit, and you had to like
played that shit.
Dude, I was literally obsessed with that.
And at my friend's house, I didn't even have it.
And then
it's the same shit. Like when I was setting up all these tripods and C stands and in the studio today, like an hour and a half ago, I had that same exact thought about like, this was like me cleaning up my dad's studio and shit when I was a kid, like moving around, like that exact C stand right there came from his studio. Like,
yeah, no, that's crazy.
Like literally setting up the clips and doing all this shit, like. So same as that shit I did when I was like fucking 14 for my dad when I was like different work version for him, you know?
It. Yeah.
It's so crazy. And that's something that like me and this fool just realized probably like a year ago that like everything that like we're doing right now, I mean, I kind of realized like a couple years ago, everything we're doing right now, like for me, it's all definitely come together to do this. But like for you, like within the last year, year and a half, just like sitting on the computer, like this is what you did when you were grounded and just the same
and that,
shit. Dude,
that too. That's another thing I didn't even realize until like a couple, like a year or two ago. It's like same shit. It's like I used to just sit in my room by myself on the fucking computer when I was like 13 or play video games in my room or whatever. And it's like same shit now. Just sit in front of the computer and fucking build. It's like, it's so funny how you like literally just like full circle.
It's just like that's like lightweight your gift. That's like the shit that like your patience that you could sit there and like stay focused and like go do all your shit. Like, that's not how my brain works. Yeah. Like when I have to do tasks, like I had to get all my tax shit ready yesterday. It's like fill out this tax form, and it was just like I had to prepare myself for that shit.
Yeah.
To like go through all my paperwork and fill out this shit and go to websites and fucking go blah blah blah. Like, oh, I can't do that. Like for me, it's like tell me to go make some shit with a camera or a computer, and I can do that shit all day. But it's super funny how that happens. And I always talk about like the secret gifts that we have, you know, and that's like yours. It's like
they didn't even realize it.
Yeah. And then like patience, you know what I mean? Like dealing with like super strict parents and like whatever, your patience dealing with like clients or, you know, there's like these certain things that we have from us, our upbringings as kids that we don't even realize is like an advantage. Like other people don't have that shit. You know? It's the same shit. Somebody being like 6'8", you know, but we have like little things, experiences that make us who we are that like we can thrive off of, but we don't even know, you know, it's fun getting older.
I know, it's a trip. That's funny. I found the fucking the Get Off Me flyer.
Yeah, with the fucking Nolly Heel or whatever. Yeah,
2006. How crazy is that?
What's today?
16. That was 16 years ago. Like 16 years ago, putting out fucking 30-minute, full 30-minute video and having a fucking 150-person fucking event premiere.
Like,
sophomore in high school.
Like, we made that happen.
You know what I mean? Like,
I got I got the fucking. Okay, so Get Off Me was our local skate video that, like, I made with my homies when I was like in high school, and then all my homies end up quitting skateboarding because they started smoking weed.
Yeah,
which is hilarious. And I didn't smoke weed.
Same shit.
So I was like 19. I didn't have anybody to skate with. Aaron's like younger, so I'm skating with the younger homies. And then I want to just continue making homie local videos. Just keep all the local kids. We all want to film, but like, what are we gonna fucking film more? Nobody's gonna like get in a real skate video.
Yeah.
So like, let's fucking do something and have a premiere and make a community and build community and have all the kids and then have the homies who have parts like bring their little girlfriends and like impress them and have people's parents come and like just the community shit. So fucking Aaron took on the second video. We edited it. You probably shot all of it.
Yeah, I probably shot edited, 80% of it.
80% of it. Edited all of it. And then
Windows Movie Maker.
That was on Windows Movie
Or no, that was... It was Windows Movie Maker, and then it was Vegas 4.0.
Vegas.
Remember Vegas?
No, I don't. I was just like iMovie, iMac shit.
I went from Vegas 4.0 to like Vegas 8.0 or some shit, and then like it was like a knockoff Final Cut, or so like it was like a little downgrade from Final Cut.
Because you had a PC,
like
a
more basic version or some shit. Like
you didn't have a Mac.
No PC.
Yeah, exactly. So all the Macs just came with iMovie.
Yeah.
So you just run that shit.
Yeah.
And then I got the premiere at like this youth group skate park place.
Wasn't that a church we hit through it at? What was it called?
It was like a Phobia Youth of Flame. It was like they had this skate park that we could go skate at like once or twice a week or something. And then there's like a little youth group inside, like computers and pool tables.
They had no idea.
They just made us like not have curse words and shit. They made us like edit out all like Yeah. No, because remember I had that intro that where kinda, I was like spazzing out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're just like screaming into the camera. Yeah.
And they like she was like,
fucking. I watched it with my parents and you're just like fucking asshole, cocksucker, motherfucker, bitch. You're just like yelling into the camera. My mom's like, who is this guy? I'm like
that's my future business partner.
Sorry.
Namba, I shared a part with him.
5XL white tee.
And like he's Mormon, so all of his family would like type his name in. to watch him skate, and that would be like the part that would come up.
Yeah.
So I remember hitting Aaron, and I'd be like, we should just like delete this. Yeah. We should just get this just off.
Cut that out real quick. That was funny. But yeah, I couldn't believe that was already 16 fucking years ago.
Well, here we are. Well, that's going to do it.
That about wraps it up. It's another episode. We did it. We're a month late, but we're back. We're going to get a bunch of dope guests here pretty soon. Some dope industry owners and people. Shit. So yeah, fucking high rise. Got a lot going on. A lot of content. 3 to 5 uploads a week on YouTube. Got a couple dope events coming up. Got the brands. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Thanks for watching. Subscribe. Be back soon.